I wanted to ask Pastor Harvey to read in Acts chapter 1, where Jesus talks about that we'll be endued with the power from the Holy Spirit. You know how he's going to give us the Holy Spirit. And then chapter 2 in the beginning, where they're in the upper room, if you can read that.
And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
So I think God wants to do that here. I feel like Nate, you know, I'm a little like trashed or drunk or something on the Spirit. I'm messed up. He's not drunk as you suppose, but filled with the Holy Ghost, you know. You know, they were all waiting. They were waiting because Jesus said there was something more that was coming, and they didn't really understand that, what that more was. But that was the promise he gave to his disciples when he was leaving, that he was going to, they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I don't think they had a clue what that meant, but they wanted it, and he said they were going to get it, so they were waiting for that. And there's more for us than we have.
Yeah.
And yep, there is.
No!
But do we want it? Because I want it. I want the more. And
yes.
Some of us have been saved and we got baptized, but we've not actually been baptized in the Holy Spirit. I know it's, I'm not even good at explaining that, except that it's like a deeper infilling of the Holy Spirit, greater measure of like God living inside of us, the Holy Spirit, enabling us to allow Him to flow more freely, maybe speaking in tongues or prophesying or whatever, just being more open. It's a more open, I don't know how to say it. It's awesome. That's cool. I know I was raised Baptist, and so this kind of stuff was totally taboo. And when I was 17, my parents were going to a Baptist church, but it was actually Spirit-filled. So they kind of got wacky. And they were, you know, telling us how good their church was, but they said it was kind of strange. So I went to church with them. I was staying with my sister at the time, helping her with her baby. And so they said, come to our church. So I went. And you know my dad, he's always on the front row. Right? So we go sit in the front row of this church. And they start praying for people. And people are like falling on the floor. And I thought they were pushing them down. And it freaked me out. I started crying. And I'm like, I want to leave, you know? This is creepy. Because I'd never seen it. I mean, we were Baptists. We didn't do weird stuff, you know? And we didn't. The weirdest was my dad yelling like hot dog. I mean, there was not weird. We didn't do that. So I went back to my sisters, and my mom gave me a worship CD and said, just listen to it, you know? And it's different kind of worship than we've ever done because it's singing straight to God, and a lot of times we just sing about God with hymns. But this is singing right to God. And so just get quiet sometime and listen to it. So I was being my brother-in-law's secretary, and on my lunch break, I turned that CD on and said, okay. So I was listening to it. I'm like, that's really cool. And I'm like, okay, God. Like, I mean, she had my mom had explained a little bit about, like, being baptized in the Spirit and all that. And I said, okay, God, I don't know why those people were falling down or getting pushed. It's kind of scary. But if that was really you, I want you to do it with nobody here around me because then I'll know it was you. So I just started, like, singing those songs and seeking God. And bam, next thing I know, I'm on the floor by myself in a house. And I'm like, whoa, that's kind of creepy. Okay, but that's weird. But the tongues thing, now that just can't be. I mean, my dad has told me that was like evil my whole life, you know. I've heard him tell my grandparents who are charismatic, they're going to go to hell because, you know, this is not right. They need to get saved. So that can't be from you. But if it was from you, then you just do it. Man, I started speaking in tongues all by myself in the house going, I don't even know what the words are coming out of my mouth. But it was God, and I just knew because I was seeking God. And he says if we ask him, you know, if we ask our Father for a fish, is he going to give us a snake? No. And God gives us even more good. So I'm saying all that because maybe some people are uncomfortable or unsure about falling down or speaking in tongues or any of that, opening yourself up. It's not then. It's not that. It's opening yourself up to God, not just emptying your mind of everything for any spirit that feels like coming in. No, it's opening yourself to God and asking him. Just we pray right now, God, for that hedge of protection to be around this room, around this place, around every person, that as we open ourselves up to you, that only you can come in. Because we want more of you. There is so much more. And you want to give it. And we want it. We want it. That's what we want. Thank you, Jesus.